T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can I be honest with you? All the guests we've had so far, everything is kind of just a warm-up.
They're all been the JV.
There's only one guy that you can call the Gridiron Genius.
Yeah.
Because he has a best-selling book out called The Gridiron Genius. Mm-hmm. And that is the man on the line right now, the great Mike Lombardi. Let's get him up. A lot of information from Mike today. How you doing, Michael?
I'm great, Angelo. You know, every time you introduce me, I think of Lyndon Johnson when he used to say, I wish my mother was alive to hear it because she would believe it. So it's so good. I love it.
Well, I consider you truly the most knowledgeable person we talk to on a weekly basis, Mike. And I'll just start. We did get the win. The Eagles got the win on Monday night. They had to get. Tell me what you saw as a Gridiron Genius. How did you feel they looked, and what do you think? Are they coming on their way back now? What do you say?
Well, I think the formula for Philadelphia has always been the same formula. They've got to control the football. They got to start early, score first, and play from in front. I mean, this is the secret. This is their recipe. This is how they have to. They have to play less defense, 26 minutes of defense, let the offense have the ball 33 minutes, convert third downs. I mean, the formula hasn't changed. It's just not been able to be executed. And I think in that game against a really bad Washington team, a team that's doesn't have a lot of attention to detail, nor has very many healthy players, you know, they did what they had to do to win. But I think that formula is exactly what has to happen. And this game coming up is two teams that have to play a certain style to win. The Cowboys have to play the same way the Eagles play. So it's a little bit like a chess match. Who gets the white pawn, who gets the white pieces and can move first might have the advantage.
So I got to be honest, Mike, when the Eagles took it down the field and scored 12 plays the first drive of the Monday night game, I thought of you and I said, that's what you said. That's how they won the Super Bowl last year. You got to put more focus on the first possession, right?
And,
like they did, Mike, but they hadn't been able to do it all year. Was it because they were facing a weaker opponent? What made them so much more successful on Monday night?
Well, they executed well, and, I mean, they did a great job of attacking. I mean, look, this Redskin team is, you know, the front is the strength of their team. Josh Norman, for all the hyperboles about his talents as a cover guy, he can't cover. And so that's the reality. And I think they did a good job of matching their skill. They got Golden Tate involved, and they were able to make the plays they had to make on third down, and that's really the key for their team. The long drives, I mean, they took that drive took almost half of the first quarter. Yep. And that, to me, is essentially what Eagle football has been, and that's how they've won. When they play 30 minutes of defense, you can forget it. They're not going to win the game.
All right, Mike, this next question is much tougher. How can Mark Sanchez still get employed and get to play in the National Football League? Is that amazing to you as somebody who created rosters yourself?
Well, I mean, look, it's what I call a bus driver player, right? So in my book, Gridiron Genius, I talk about there's certain players that unless they're on the bus would have no idea how to get to the stadium, right? So unless, you know, if Mark Sanchez isn't on the bus, we would have no idea where Financial Field is. He tells the bus driver where to go, right? And there's certain guys. I mean, Chase Daniels is a bus driver player. He's done it for the Bears. He did it in Kansas City. He said made almost $70 million driving that bus. That's right. Just the NFL, Angelo. You can't explain it, right? Yeah. Sometimes coaches don't want to work with new guys because they got to teach them something else, you know? And Al Davis used to say this all the time, make those guys feel like high school coaches. Make them feel like they got to coach the guys. And when they don't have Al Davis saying that, they'll do this, and that's why you have Mark Sanchez coming into play.
All right, Mike, we looked back 4 weeks ago to see what was going on in Dallas before this winning streak. And everybody was ready to get rid of Jason Garrett. And they all said the same thing. The guy doesn't have it, right? Did he suddenly get a lobotomy? Or how did – try to explain to us how a guy that everybody thought was a dumbbell finally is got this great juggernaut going. What happened?
Well, look, let's just say this. So this weekend in the NFL, there's certain what I call T-shirts and hat games, okay?
Yeah.
Meaning if you win the game, you win your division. It's a T-shirt. You get a T-shirt and a hat saying you're the AFC East champions. That if New England beats Miami, This game in Dallas is a contract extension hat game for Jason Garrett.
Okay.
He wins this game, he's definitely getting a contract extension, okay? So this is a critical game. What happened? It's very simple to answer your question, Angelo. They had to run the football. They got Cooper to come in there and help Beasley convert some third downs. They were able to run the ball more effectively. They played to their 2016 style of play. They're converting third downs. They're possessing the football. They're running the ball. And they're allowing Dak Prescott to make some plays with his feet. That's their formula. They got to play from in front, and they got to allow their defense to play 25, 26 minutes, and they'll be very good.
But, Mike, did you think that Amari Cooper would have that much of an effect when they acquired him for a first-round pick?
He has an effect in this sense. He's been able to – people have to defend him, and therefore it helps Beasley, and it takes the pressure off Beasley. And I think that's really what he's been able to do. Is he a dominant player? No, I don't think so. Does he scare the living pants off the Eagles' defense? No. But you've got to defend him, and you've got to go out there and handle him. And I think when you look at it, he's helped their third-down package, which allows them to control the football. And I think that that's the reason they won. Look, they were 8-for-16 in the last game at the financial field. That's why they were able to win the game. I mean, that's a close game. People forget this, right?
Yeah.
This is a close game. Midway through the fourth quarter, it's 20-20.
Yeah. Mike, I'm trying to, the one thing about the Cowboys defense is it's very young, right? You work with Bill Belichick. How do you exploit the youth? They seem like they overplay a little bit. It seems like you could devise a plan that would trap them at times. What do you say?
The quarterback has to move the defense with his eyes. I mean, Wentz has to look to his right, throw to his left. Look to his left, throw to his right. They're all reading his eyes. This is a real simple defense that relies on the speed and athleticism of their defense and their front. This is what they rely on. They want to be able to react to the quarterback's shoulder. They want to move their bodies before the quarterback winds up the ball.
And does Wentz do that enough? That's the question that we had. Well, we talked about that he doesn't seem to do that with his arm or his head, you know, trying to fool the defense at the line.
Yeah, I think he's got to, but it's really real. When he gets the ball in his hands, you know, this defense is about moving with the quarterback's shoulders. And when you move them one way and throw the other way, you usually will get a play open. It's not a complicated scheme by no means at all. And you can utilize that. And I think a guy like Sproles coming out of the backfield, there's easy throws to make against them. Now, here's what they do a great job of. They tackle really well, and they're really fast. So you've got to be perfect in your execution. You can't get a negative play. You can't have penalties. You can't be second and 15 because you'll get off the field. You'll have to punt, because you're not going to make a lot of yards after contact. And I think that's been the success of the Cowboys' defense so far. Wentz is going to have to do that. There's throws to be made. He made them in the last game. They just didn't make enough of them. And that 4th-and-7 play, you know, they get 6 yards. It cost them.
Yeah, Mike, I'm curious on the other side of the ball. We know that Elliott is a threat. Do you kind of set up your game plan around having Dak have to beat you, not Elliott?
Yeah, I think you definitely do. I think there's no question. You've got to take Elliott out of the game. I think that's going to be the key component. And can your run fits work? And they're going to be persistent with their running game and try to keep going with it. And I think it's going to come down to a lot of third downs. The longer the drive goes, it's harder to play run defense. And look, we know this about the NFL. When you try to run the ball as much as the Cowboys do, you're going to get some holding calls. The holding calls happen way more in run game than they do in the passing game. And so when you can get them in a negative situation, you got to take advantage of them. You can't let them convert those third and longs. And I think that's what they have to do. If they're 50% on third down in this game, and, you know, last time they played, they averaged 6-1 a carry.
Right.
You can't have that. And they had the ball 33 minutes, Angelo. That's the formula you can't have.
You can't have. Does it help the Eagles at all, Mike, that they have won big games like they did last year on the drive to the Super Bowl and the Cowboys haven't?
I think what really helps the Eagles is their confidence level. I mean, I'm forgetting what Kruger Hill said about this. I mean, look, the confidence that the Eagles have is their ability that Doug can sit in the room and say, look, fellas, we're 20-20 in the fourth quarter, and we weren't even playing our best football. And they scored, and we were going to go down and score. We just didn't convert a 4th-and-7. We didn't lose the game. The clock kind of ran out on us. I think that's the speech. And, look, we've gone down here and won before. People have won in the stadium. Yep. And I think we're going to have to play our best game. But it's really – it's definitely something we can win.
All right, Mike, I need your analysis on two games because I'm in a casino right now. And my money is itching in my pocket, all right? First, what? I'm really kind of liking the Dolphins getting 7.5 against your Patriots. That's a team you put together because the game's in Miami where the Patriots – tend not to play well. What do you think of that game?
Well, I think, look, the Patriots haven't been very good in Miami. I mean, they're just on third down alone in Miami. They're 16 for 54 on third downs.
Wow.
Brady's been sacked 8 times. He's only averaged 5.6 yards a pass down there, and they can't really run the ball. They've only had 3.5 per carry. So I think your logic is pretty well taken.
Cha-ching.
I think it's going to be critical for them to run the football. Now, this Miami run defense is not very good, but for whatever reason, Miami plays much better at home. They're a two-faced team. They play great at home, horrible on the road. I think the Patriots win, but I think that line's a little heavy.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. One more now, Mike. This is the one. You know this. Biggest game of the year, biggest game for the Eagles since the Super Bowl. Eagles at Dallas, 4:25 Sunday. What's going to happen, Mike?
I think it's hard to beat a team twice in 1 year, Angelo. I really do. I think it's a hard thing to do, and I think the Eagles have an advantage here. I think the Cowboys are playing with a sense of confidence. I think the Eagles have to tackle their best because last time they played with all those back-end guys, they didn't tackle well. I think the Eagles can pull an upset here, Angelo, because I think Wentz will move the ball on them, but they're going to have to play much better on defense and tackle well. I don't think home field really matters here. I think beat the teams twice. That's why I like Philly.
And, Mike, true or false, a terrific gift for the holidays, Gridiron Genius by Mike Lombardi.
It's a great gift for – and you know what, Angelo? It's really a gift for any coach of any sport, baseball. Yep. I get a lot of people that tweet me from that coach soccer and baseball and tennis. I think it's a book about business. It's in a book about all sorts of sports. So, yes, it's a good stocking stuffer, I hope.
Mike Lombardi, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk to you next week, Mike. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Angelo.
All right, now I got to tell you something now.
What
is it? Tom Kelly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.